Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbein for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillard. Hefner moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to third for the out. Swift moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clift reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Brancato reaches third base with a triple. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Browns. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to home to get Brancato. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lillard moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Kennedy covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Moses reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball towards center. Judnick catches it and throws to second to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Brancato reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Chapman moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a fly ball towards center. Judnick catches it and throws to second to double up Brancato. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Chapman bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siebert. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Siebert steals third. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brancato hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.